Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. I am so excited about today's show. Probably too close to my mic today because I am jumping up and down with Suzanne Alexandria joining me here today.
Me too.
Oh, my God. Managing your energy daily. She didn't just say managing your energy. She's like managing your energy daily. Do you actually put yourself in the driver's seat? Boy, are we going to talk about a lot. I bet Benny and Olivia are going to chime in today. For those of you, let me just say who Suzanne is for a minute. You know, I've been working with her for a while, and energy healer through the Order of the Magdalene, spiritual coach, teacher, leads clients in deep healing. Wow, you've heard this, the Akashic Records. So powerful. And yet all of this, we know, we store things in our body. Our bodies are the indicators. And we're going to talk about that today. But we're also going to talk about energy, whether or not you expand it or you restrict it. Sometimes people say, you don't want to go all out. Other people say, I don't know. It's all energy. Energy is expansive. Why are you restricting it? Today, Suzanne is going to take us on the ride of our life because why? We're all feeling the energy of things. You know, a lot of information has come out over the weekend. There's a lot of energy around things changing. You know, myself including, Suzanne including, all of us. Suzanne, it's great to have you here. Great, great show today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, Dr. Pat. Big love, big hugs to you and our listeners. Yay. Let's set some energy and a good vibration.
Oh, my God. Let's start with the conversation about we're all energy. Energy is everything. And why do we ignore that fact? Holy, I can't cuss. Benny would be beeping me. But I'm just saying, why do we ignore that fact? Because I am what you call a highly sensitive person. I'm, you know, people have said I'm an empath. I pick up energy. You could say something to me that you don't think is hurtful. And I'm like, okay, my little heart hurts. And, you know, I've learned to really put a shield over it. But let's talk about energy for a minute from your perspective. What is it that went on with you for you to say, I got to talk about this today?
Because I am here to help people empower themselves. And to like take to own themselves, own their sovereignty and be free. And I know the hard way. I have been in that same place that you were too. And I used to, stuff used to hurt me. Energy used to really hurt me. And I am also empathic. And I used to hold everybody's crap. Sorry. But you know, and I like, we don't have to do that. And I'm out of that, out of those shenanigans, and into a place of knowing the truth that we don't have to succumb to even those beliefs that, oh, just because you're sensitive, you have to feel this way, or you have to stop your life and go through something major, you know, to get out of it. So that's my why. Yeah. And I'm fired up about it.
And I'm fired up about it too, because we carry this thought of you have to go through suffering and pain to really come to the other side of it. And, you know, look, it doesn't matter what you believe in spiritually. There are mixed feelings about this. You know, there are some lines of thought that say, no, you know, the God of my understanding and who my savior is, whether it's him or her, they have been through the pain. We don't need to go through the pain. Mm-hmm. But yet we get signs and we don't follow them. And then when we don't follow them, I'm simplifying the Akashic Records. I'm sorry. When we don't follow them, it's like a giant 2x4,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, that's the thing, right? When we don't follow them, when we don't see the signs. Yeah, I love that.
You know, I mean, look, I'm going through some, you know, really powerful, positive changes, not just in my life, but in our network and what we're doing and how we're doing it. And, you know, sometimes you hit the pause button on something and people around you say, what are you afraid of? What are you? But what's the sign that we get that isn't always a yes? So we think that if we get a sign that says hit the pause button or maybe a no, that we're holding back. But that's not about that all the time. Energy will give us signs, correct? That will tell us take one step forward or take one step back or take no step at all, right? Tell us about that.
Oh yeah, that's a perfect summary. You know what I've learned is that when I want something to learn, you know, I want it and then I might have to wait for the opening, but then I'm open and I know that I've come upon the opening, for instance, and that is energy. That is also my, you know, spirit saying, okay, now the door's open, and it's all energy and I feel it. And then I really, really know. And it's the same, like when you're talking about the pause or the stop, what I think I've been tripped up by, and a lot of people get tripped up by, is not realizing how empowered we are. And you can easily say, stay stuck in the pause, you know, and be like, oh, it's not quite the right time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all about what questions are you asking and how much in alignment are you to know when it's the right time to make a move or to, you know, say something or to take that next step.
You know, look, you believe so strongly in this. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason that you believe so strongly in this, and I believe so strongly in this. And, you know, there are certain things in my lifetime that I've come to value. And, you know, people ask me a lot on what it's like to manage an organization like this and continue to grow. And what do I look for in people? And what gives me a positive vibe and what doesn't? I mean, I'm asked questions like this now recently more than ever. But I've had to think about what my why is. I want to know what your why is, because if you're like me, you've got a why.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I mean, well, my personal why is, I would say it's the same for my business. And now it's the same for everything I do. I think I used to be kind of segmented into a why for my work, a why for my kids, a why for my personal relationships. But now it's becoming all one because I've come into like union with all of that. So my why, really, like, that's always been the case. It's freedom. It's, I am here to learn freedom, personal freedom for myself. That's what I've been working through for 10 years or more, you know, let's say my whole life. And that's my why for talking about energy and for talking about tools, because freedom, we're here, I believe we're here to be free. We're here to be free and experience life from a place of openness and discernment and conscious connection.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone is though, but that opportunity is here, I do believe, for everyone.
So let's talk about freedom, because I was asked, I was doing something with Mark Anthony. I do a show with Mark, and we did an article that was posted in the, well, get it right, Pat, Holistic Life magazine. Mm. And so I'm asked these questions, and help me out with this, because this, I want to follow up to what you said. So people ask me about this freedom thing, because I talk about it a lot. Mm-hmm. I talk about it a lot. And most of the time when we talk about freedom, we talk about our mind. But here's what I answered. When I was asked the question, how do you know, Pat, on a daily basis that you're free? And I said, it's really easy for me. I'm in a state of joy. Mm-hmm. I'm in a state of bliss. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life. You know, it doesn't matter that I've just bought plants for my yard and the rabbit just had a great dinner with them. Right. Or you've got the plants, you move them to the deck and the rabbit is staring at them like incessantly out your door. And you've got the plants high enough now and the flowers, and the rabbit in the front yard just is sitting there staring at them, trying to figure out how do I, it doesn't, it, But how about when things hit you hard financially? Mm-hmm. Can you still hold the freedom to choose joy? If you're not at a place of joy, then where are you? Help me with this.
Yeah. Okay. That is such a good question. Yeah. I mean, because you hit on the key word for me, it's choice. Even if you're struggling with finance, like deep finances or deep trauma
or illness, deep
whatever illness, knowing, remembering that you always have a choice is what I know to be true, you know, and I have come through lots of trauma and lots of financial stuff too. And when I, you know, have hit those pivotal times where I remember, oh my goodness, I have a choice. And I have a story, if you want, can I tell
you about
finances?
Please share your story.
Because I went through a divorce last year, and I also went through some other stuff. And I had debt, credit card debt. And a series of things happened when I was in alignment and when I was listening that showed me very clearly, oh my goodness, there's a path to getting out of this and I must choose it. And then the choice is going to set me free. And I did it and I made a pathway and a plan. And I thought the plan would take a year and it took about 2 weeks.
Wow.
Because I made a choice to get really real with it and to face it and to say, hey, I'm going to do something about it today. And I fundamentally just believe, like, now there's no situation that you can't choose your way into at least a better perception of it. You know, even if you're, no matter how sick you are or, you know, you can't move your body, we know stories of people that come to this freedom in their consciousness, in their head, in their heart, still, and find that way to be free despite the circumstances. And that's why, you know, after experiencing my own stuff and knowing, like hearing stories, there is always that opportunity to choose. And that to me, that's fundamentally underlying this freedom we're talking about.
And, you know, thank you for sharing that because, you know, Benny will tell you, Benny and I have been around the horn a few times.
Mm-hmm.
He knows probably more about me than most people do, except for Linda and Jessica, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he knows a bit about what my healing journey was like that lasted 10 years. I thought it was going to last 10 minutes, to be honest with you. I was like, okay, this mm-hmm. is going on. What am I going to give me a pill? Give me something.
Right, right.
And that wasn't the journey. And I realized looking back, the energetic pattern of this and why the universe did that is because I was going to quit doing what I'm doing today. I had mm-hmm. doubt. I had fear. I loved it. The minute I got behind a mic, the crust busting your way to an awesome life with me and Benny mostly at the time, talking to each other, it was like breathing. But here we have the energy of should. I want to talk to you about the energy of should when we come back.
Okay.
And what tools can we learn? And why is it sometimes we go through the most horrific situations like people are going through now? And what can we believe and hold to ourselves about the energy of joy, the energy mm-hmm. of peace, mm-hmm. the energy of goodwill, the energy of gratitude? What can we know about those energies despite the rabbit in your backyard? Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction. Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
We're back in that jazz move, aren't we? Like back grooving it,
with the energy, jazz,
sultry. Where's Ja Day? Whatever happened to Ja Day? Just loved her.
Oh yeah.
Everything's energy. That's what the groove of that is. Suzanne, before we continue, because what we're about to talk about hits pretty much every nerve that people that are listening will probably feel. But I want to tell you, there's a solution. Before we do that, how do people find out more about you? How do they work with you? Give us the skinny on all of that.
Awesome. So people find me at SuzanneAlexandria.com and on Instagram at Wings of Isis. That's my handle. And through that, through my website, they can see the different things I do. I teach some programs. I'm a healer's healer, like a coach's coach. And so I teach other healers and guide other healers in their intuitive gifts and how to operate businesses from that place, how to come into that. So the best place is my website. I'm also on Facebook. And does that answer your question?
It does, but I would just want to make a comment on it because you guys have heard me talk about this a couple of times now, that I have a number of coaches and mentors. And when you're somebody like us that are out in the world, I don't consider myself a healer. I consider myself a catalyst for other healers. But I will tell you, we need coaching and mentoring, and sometimes on a regular basis. We need to get the help that you provide because we take it all in.
Yeah.
You know, there are things that we absorb, right?
It's,
you know, and I have
true,
often thought
yeah.
about this. Benny, Olivia, Jacob, the functions that they have. I mean, I've known Benny. He starts his day early in the morning and works with every personality, including mine. That one.
Yeah.
On a regular basis.
Yeah.
And so people that do healing need help. But let's talk about this. This is an understanding we have, right? And we're going to give people some practices. But when the unexpected of the unexpected shows up, things start to come down around us. And it's still all energy. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still all energy. And what do you do with it? How do you respond? when it all comes down. I think that's a really beautiful, you know, what that brings to me a beautiful image. So what I teach energy management, energy empowerment, right? We're all these amazing lights of spirit in a body. And if you imagine yourself as a golden egg, okay, and nothing, on one hand, nothing can penetrate that. That's you. That's your true light, your true self. That's why I'm wearing all gold today, because we are this powerful light that is designed to emanate like a lighthouse, like a golden egg. So, but what happens is we forget about that. We think we're not impervious, and we take stuff in, and we don't know how to keep our golden egg solid and how to keep ourselves lit up like a lighthouse. So on one hand, when the world starts to crash, you know, it's about our response. What do you do? Do you let it all cascade into you and feel completely powerless? Sometimes, I mean, I've been there and I still do that sometimes. But then I remember and I get cleared out and I move stuff away and I get back into that, you know, that light and fill myself with solid gold because I remember that's what I'm made of. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, this is relatively new for me to be so empowered with that because I've been gleaning and learning from all these experiences, but now I know that's the truth. And when we remember that, then we respond to anything, you know, to anything, like anything. Yeah, sure. Does it take some time? Yeah. Does some things will take us down for a while, but then we remember, oh, okay, wait a minute. There's a way to go to navigate through this and still remember that I'm light and I'm loved, you know, that spirit, that God loves me, that my angels love me, and I'm going to get through this. And I have people too, you know, so that's what the stuff I've been through has taught me, like, remember. You can do this. You're the one, right? You're the one who has to like fill yourself back up like a balloon. You can have help.
Yeah.
But you gotta do it.
Let me ask you this question right now, because you're onto something important that we don't really know enough about in our self-consciousness. I was talking to a mentee. I mentor women in recovery. I was talking to a mentee and she was explaining bits about her job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I'm groomed about is I wear a sign, no complaining, on my face. I mean, even though I don't have that sign, mm-hmm. I just realized complaining is an energy. And mm-hmm. it is one of the most destructive energies we have, right? Mm-hmm. People don't realize it. And she was talking about how she wanted to move forward. And this reflected me of our conversation right now. Because when people talk about their situations, you can relate to it.
Yeah.
You can feel it. Yeah. And the hardest thing to do is step out of that and say, mm-hmm. you know what? This is the job you wanted. You know who your boss is. And, you know, I'm talking about myself to her because I'm this boss. Mm-hmm. But her boss, and I said, you know, you just got caught telling your coworker that it was not his job. That he did not have to do something that the boss really expected him to know. I said, you just did that. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's talk about where that's coming from. You want to excel and you know your boss hates gossip. You know your boss can't stand defying, right, teamwork. Mm-hmm. And you just told a coworker that it's not his job. He doesn't have to learn how to plug something in. And I said, you know, let's talk about that. What energy are you calling into yourself? Because now you're called on the carpet and you may lose your job over that comment. Mm-hmm. So what was going on with you? And this is really hard coaching because in your mind, you can feel their frustration. You put yourself back in that place and you say, yeah, boy, don't be doing stuff you don't think you're getting paid. I mean, you know, I've been there. I know what that's like. It sounds so benign, but it's not. Mm-hmm. We tell me about the energies we plug into that could totally mm-hmm. derail the vision for the future we want.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's what we're talking about, right? Like, that's where are you plugged in? You know, to me, on one simple level, that's kind of like epitomizes the state of, without being political, but the state of our country in a way, like plugging into what, that it has to be one side or the other. And when you say that, that's what I think about, like plugging into, that's not your job, it's not mine. That it's like separation versus, hey, we are in this together. This is our company, you know, whatever the situation is. How do we navigate? Like it kind of like, that's what I think about when you tell that story. It brings you into a separation energy, we could call it, of this or that, you or me, not mine to deal with, versus union energy. So there's so many ways to think about energy. And it, fundamentally, you know, my focus has become that union. And you first do it in yourself. And you remember that whose team you're on, you know, your own team. Yeah. And spirit's team.
And, yeah. And you know, what really hit it hard was what you just mentioned, you know, not to get political, but yeah, we live in where we're trying to heal as a country. There are some things that are going on that seem on the surface that is like awful, but yet it creates a scenario which gives people more choices.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into that politically, but
I believe that too. What do we do with it?
Yeah, when we do,
what you do with it. Like, that's when you take your power back.
Exactly. And, you know, here we are today, we're going to talk about energy, but what can happen when that energy isn't really thought about or acknowledged?
Yeah.
When we come back from break, I want to talk with you about that. Mm-hmm. Because as I'm talking to my mentee, I'm realizing I'm also projecting. I'm the woman that started a network based with the help of Benny, really launching the Crust Busting Show, and so many people that have come by, and literally operating from a garage-like scenario where I got Jessica, I got Heather in the back room, but before him, Nick Johnson, before him, Dombrowski, we're in this small 175 square foot room with technology. Mm. And Jessica reminded me of this yesterday. She talked about the energy of Heather training her. And without that foundation, Jessica would not be the Jessica today.
You brought the light in. Yeah, it like brought the light in, right?
Heather learned this along the way with Oliver from Germany. It was me, then it was Kim, then it was Linda, then it was Heather, and Heather was ex-military. You have to ask Jessica what that training is like. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens when we really don't think about or acknowledge energy. When you're at the grocery store, when you're trying to fight over a parking spot, when you see somebody not wearing a mask and you haven't heard the news that don't have to wear a mask. What are you doing with all that energy? The good, the bad, the ugly.
And where are you sending it? Yeah.
And where are you sending it? Like, anybody cares. But then there's kind energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Linda had a moment yesterday. I want to talk about it when we come back.
Okay. Awesome.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune into A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Lau, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all.
Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
That is. That absolutely 100% is. I will give you a rundown real fast. That's actually it's an instrumental version of Sky's the Limit by the Notorious B.I.G., who is an East Coast favorite. So, nice.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
And
you're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
I'm telling you, that's the way it is.
I could play the real version, but I'll be editing quite a bit. So
yeah, you're going to be editing every second word.
Yeah.
Benny taught me the meaning of explicit. Back a bunch of years ago when I was sending him songs, and I didn't understand when they said explicit in it. And I sent him some song and he didn't know it was explicit. And that was an interesting energy to put out over the show. What wasn't it 50 Cent in the club?
Couldn't remember which song. I just assumed you knew what to do in sending music and it has to be clean. Clean and it wasn't, so we went in a different direction.
It was ugly.
It was all good.
Suzanne, before we keep going here, because this is your segment to really walk us through the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything else, and get us some help around this. How do people find out about you? How do they contact you? How do they work with you?
So thank you. They find me at SuzanneAlexandria.com. And I do want to mention today that we're talking about energy, and I have a new series of calling them products. They're mini courses that help people understand their own energy and start to harness in profound ways. So the first one is launched and it's called the Reiki Home Improvement Kit. It's at ReikiHomeImprovementKit.com. So I wanted to mention that because that might be the best way to just get an introduction to me and my work, and also to purchase a short program that's super empowering. Because if energy is new to you whatsoever, I've designed these tools to be simple, 5-day solution really to get energy going through Reiki in your home and in your body. And I just love it. I love the idea that of bringing that kind of high vibration light of Reiki into more and more homes, because I know the impact that it has on people, including my home and my clients. So,
oh my gosh,
HomeImprovementKit.com or SuzanneAlexandria.com.
I was trying to explain this to Linda a little bit, and you know, I'm moving into a new place.
Yes.
And unrealistically, probably, I'm trying to make everything joyful. And sometimes it's just not.
Yeah.
And I don't think I have the tools to do it or explain myself, but I may make some decisions here about doing things in the house that are not practical and they don't make sense. And it's my job to make sure that I'm taking care of myself. And I love that you're doing this. I thought the other day, I was waiting for a day here where it was going to be cloudy like today. And I was going to go outside and sage the home. You know, I don't care what the neighbors think I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They think things like that are important, but yeah. This sounds like this is 5 days that mm-hmm. people can learn how to do restorative energy healing mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. into the home. And we yeah. do not realize how important that is. Now, I've got to figure out a way to do this. Maybe you can help me mm-hmm. offline with the mm-hmm. office, because I cannot let smoke get into the
yeah.
smoke.
I mean, that's the thing. I can't do sage here either, but I don't have to, because I know how to bring in light with called Reiki, but source light, healing yep. light, to fundamentally start to shift mm-hmm. everything. Like for me, yeah. you shift your energy, which also is your thoughts, yeah. then, and you shift your life. And that's what I feel like people have missed. You know, we haven't been mm-hmm. taught that, how powerful it is through a thought and through an intention and a practice. You know, you change on a dime, but we know those things. Like, you know how good you feel when you go to the gym and work out, if that's your gig, or when you go on a walk, if that's your thing, or when you do yoga or meditation or go out with friends, and that resets your energy. You come back in a better place, right? But so this is the same kind of principle, but in your home, how do you adjust things so they serve you, adjust your energy, and that's a, you know, there's a process to it, and that's what my new program walks people through.
Okay, let's walk us through this today, because I was looking at this and I thought, man, she must be in my psyche today. Yeah. And I love that you're talking about Reiki, and I'm not going to go into it today because it's a long story, but I have more testimonials about Reiki and Reiki energy mm-hmm. and healing energy and what I didn't believe. I started this as a skeptic to all of this 17 years ago, mm-hmm. and now I'm a fan. But let's talk about what can happen for a moment and what the solution is. Mm-hmm. When our energy is off, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I talked about being mm-hmm. at a place of joy, but mm-hmm. I also talked about being at a place of fear. Mm-hmm. And then came down with the mystery disease. Tell us what can happen on either side of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I do as a healer. This is my office. And we know, I mean, when you're not in alignment and you're not all lit up, as I like to say, your chakra system is not, you know, it's an engine. Your chakra system is designed to be this powerful fluid energy system. When that's out of alignment, when it's kind of like shut down, when it's not at optimal, that's when, you know, what I was talking about before, the golden egg, that's when it's crumbled. It's not, you know, you're not yourself, and you're very subject to, let's just say, stinking thinking. Like, you know, like you don't believe in yourself. You think you can never get out of a terrible marriage. You think you can't get that job you want. You think your kids hate you. So to me, like fundamentally, it's imperative to get clear so that you remember that you have choices. So people like walk into my office and the energy in here is really amazing. And I help them shift into realizing what the options are, what the opportunities are. So that's like mentally, but physically, you're talking physical, that same scenario does lead to disease. It leads to stuff happening in your body that, you know, because energy gets blocked, creates dis-ease, and that can lead to other disease, which you're implying, right? Like cancer, tumors can grow. I'm not saying this is the only cause of any of that, but it can cause your healthy systems to shut down and other disease to kind of take over. That's generally how I see it and how it happens in some bodies. So when your body takes on lots of negative or can't get out, you know, the dark, the shadow takes over fundamentally. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does make sense, because, you know, when I'm thinking about this and I'm thinking about what you're saying, especially in looking at what can happen, is we forget it's all energy as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's also the flip side of that, that if you are stuck in thought patterns, science will tell you, if you just smile at someone,
yeah,
if you just smile, it changes something, right?
Right. And that's energy, right? Your smile projects energy. Someone sees it and mm-hmm. they feel different. And you, more importantly, you feel different because it mm-hmm. triggers your energy to flow in a different way. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
And you know, let's talk about this now. We're going to go ahead and skip the break because I want to keep going here. Talk about, you know, why this shift in energy is so important. You know, we were out yesterday. It was a really busy day trying to get some things in here so we can get some things done. And, you know, also I'm in the process of negotiating additional space for us and where we are now and on a 5-year lease, right? So that's a whole nother story. But something interesting happened yesterday. You know, we were out grocery shopping and Linda said to me, you know, and there was a man out there playing the most beautiful violin. I mean, this guy must have been so trained, but he was out there playing the violin for money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really the energy of COVID right now, right? I'm just sharing a little bit about what people are doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was beautiful. I mean, my God, we heard the sound of that violin and, you know, you couldn't not hear it. Blessing and I didn't notice there. It was coming from him and Linda did. And we were in the store and we're checking out. And Linda says, you know, I don't know why, but I'm called to give this man $10. Now, I didn't say, why are you called to that? Or what are you doing with it? Because when somebody expresses expansive energy and kindness, there is no why.
Yeah.
There is no judgment. There is no questioning. And I just looked at her and I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we went through my purse trying to, you know, get the money.
Some cash.
Right. And, you know, I'm checking out and off she went. And I watched her walk as I had the groceries and I watched her walk towards this man and away from him. And do what she needed to do that. And I don't have words for that energy of kindness. So can you talk about how acts like that can not just change your day, but how they can change your life?
Yeah. Mm. I love that. You know, I feel also that was this beautiful energy exchange too. You know, he put out this music from his soul, it sounds like, and she felt it. It touched her. And she wanted to do this for her own reasons too. But it sounds very much like as another exchange. And that just feels like that's what happens. They touched, they met in that moment, and it's all energy and it's a super high vibration. Because it feels like he was playing pure love music. And she was like, that I want to give this offering to that. Mm-hmm. So it's more, even more than kindness, you know, there's that. But to me, it's more like those two beautiful hearts got to meet in that moment because of the opening. And they both took the opportunity, you know. That's to me what that energy feels like the meeting of I give this and I receive this. They both got to give and receive. And that's a beautiful energy opening.
It was like two hearts connecting almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before and it is so powerful. And it just shows me, I mean, you've talked to Linda, you know, Linda, people know Linda. Mm-hmm. And these are the things we need in the world today. And we need to be able to give ourselves those acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you for a minute about the power of Reiki to help with that. And especially what you're doing to help people in their homes. Mm-hmm. Because so many people have been in their homes a lot.
Yeah. And alone. Yeah.
And I'm talking about, this is us. Mm-hmm, you know, we've been here a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's an energy shift that's needed.
Yeah, there
is. Tell me about what you're giving people here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, on some ways that what you just described is that meeting of the hearts at this place. That's what we're talking about. And Linda, okay, so that man, the player, was open and giving. He was offering this opportunity on one sense. Maybe he was trying to make money, and also, but he was offering an opportunity for listeners to receive. Like, I can't help but notice those flowers that are behind you, Dr. Pat, like these white flowers that are available. She has this vase, if you're listening, with white flowers that catch my eye, and I'm drawn to them. And it's an offering of beauty. So he offered that, and Linda responded, and she had her heart open to receive. And fundamentally, that's the key to what I'm talking about. Is your heart open to receive light? There are so many reasons to shut down our heart, to shut down and think the world is, you know, against us or whatever is going on. There's a lot of stories out there. What this Reiki Home Improvement Kit is about, and my work is about, is peeling away the layers so that your heart is open to notice those times of beauty, and what feels right. And, you know, because I just fundamentally know we it's time to receive. And how often do we give ourselves the ability to receive? We don't even often know how to receive. We're just working, working, working.
I know.
But when you can be in the moment of catching beauty, oh my gosh, that's joy. And that can be even when you're paying bills, like we were talking about. So what do we do? I mean, to me, it's a cultivation. It's a need to cultivate every day my system so it's open, but also safe, you know, also smart and discerning. And fun, that's what I'm teaching. Way, you know, a practice. It's kind of like practicing yoga, practicing meditation, practicing Tai Chi, to cultivate your awareness so that you can be both. You can be open and receiving, and you can be giving. And, you know, that's a simple way to present it, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah. And, you know, one of the things that is so important for us to understand is, you know, we hear about as above, so below, all of that, as within, so without, you know, we hear about that energy, and yet the calming results in our home, that idea of having something of a high vibration in the home, we don't think about. And we're now seeing the results of that. We're now, the studies are coming out, Suzanne, and the toll that this journey at home, the toll that it has taken on women, especially, that's the results that we're learning about now, was so unprecedented and unexpected. And I have to tell you this, what we're seeing now, and I'm going to be doing shows about it, the effect of employment on women that have had to do things from home is just devastating. Mm-hmm. So you have this odd energy now where you've been in your home and you've been doing work from your home, or you've been doing day schooling, or I don't know what it is. It's such a wide range, but you've done it. And you're now ready to go back to the office and go back to work. And maybe you've taken a leave and you're now ready to go back. And you go back only to find out, oh, that job is not available and you need to take a major cut in pay. And you bring that energy back to the home. So we have to have a way not to do that.
Yeah.
How do Tell you us about home? How you do that in this kit.
How do you make your home your haven? Your
Thank
safe
you.
Place, right? Your love, your place of love in every way. Yeah. Yeah. Because, I love that. Think about that. How is it your place that you get recharged, that you plug in, that nurtures you, that nourishes you? How often do we even think of that versus, you know, like, coming home and just like, I've just got to go to sleep for the next day. Even if you work from home, you know, how does it support you? How does your home support you? And that's what this is all about. Because we've also been doing a lot of internal work this past year, a lot of people, right? And the outer also needs to shift to reflect the inner. So if you've been taking advantage of this quarantine situation and healing a lot of stuff, then you might even be sensing your home doesn't even serve you anymore because it's not you. And that's what I'm seeing, you know, actually. And I'm looking at a move because it has to reflect. So how does it nurture? How is it your safe place? I kind of like to think of it as like the charging station, you know, like old fashioned, or a lot of technology has a charging station to recharge the batteries. How is your home that? And that's what this kit, this Reiki Home Improvement Kit, is really designed to help you think about that and where you want to make changes too.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter, right? At some level, whether it's outside of the home or inside of the home. Suzanne, what I think you've done and what you're talking about today and what we're both talking about is we get to choose this. But if you're me, you want to have some tools.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's what we're saying.
Practical
is sometimes
tools.
And sometimes we can't take this journey alone.
Yeah.
That's the key. And I know I can't take this journey alone. I know that because I've learned it the hard way. And I want to ask you in these last minutes we have, certainly you've learned it that way. And that's why you've created this.
Yeah.
What is the message we want to bring full circle here to people and have you share with them your call to action?
Yeah. So remember that you are free and you always get to choose. And if you don't feel great for whatever reason, there are tools and there are people. I serve in that way too. You're sovereign. You own your heart, your body, your mind, and let your exterior reflect that too. So my message is remember that you are light. Remember you're powerful. Remember who you are and tend to that. Tend to this glorious body. Love it. And you know, for in this case, use Reiki. Use a system like Reiki to tend to that and to love it. It's all about really loving yourself and giving yourself the time, a little teeny bit of time every day, a little knowledge, a little wisdom to keep yourself, you know, aligned, to keep yourself in that place of being able to hear the joyful music when it's on, or see the bird that just flew by your window and think, oh my God, that bird is so beautiful. And what if it's a message, you know, like that kind of thing.
Oh my gosh. Again, thank you for today. And thank you for everything you're doing. Would you let folks know again how they can tap in to what you've created for that Reiki home improvement?
Yes, it's ReikiHomeImprovementKit.com, and there's an easy option to purchase. It's it comes as a login, as a class on a site and on an app, so you can take it with you anywhere. And I'm also available at SuzanneAlexandria.com. If you want more than just that, I'm a coach's coach, a healer's coach. I offer free 15-minute calls to anybody if you want to discuss how we might work together.
I love it.
Yeah.
Suzanne, thank you for everything you're
thank
doing.
You,
last,
Dr. Pat.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
That you're loved. That you're so very, very loved. Don't ever forget that. That there's always the light available, and you're the one who gets to turn on the switch or reach up for it or reach out. You always have that. I know that to be true. Don't ever think you don't.
Awesome. Thank you so very much for today.
Oh,
and for all of
you
out there, remember what Suzanne has said. We're all energy.
We're
and here's
all
the thing.
Energy.
We get to choose it. I can choose this or I can choose that. What will you choose today? Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you, Benny. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.